Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 265 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 22nd of March, 2026. Hello, everyone. This weekend, I am in Dawlish Warren for the Bristol RSCDS Weekend School, so I've chosen dances from the two evening programmes, so you will get a feel for what the weekend is like. The first dance is the opening jig from Friday evening, The Flight of the Falcon by Barry Parody, in which he introduced alternating tandem reels of three, about the same time as Barry Skelton was having similar thoughts in New Zealand. Barry Parody, living in the middle of England, about as far from the sea as you can get, was inspired by watching birds of prey, while Barry Skelton was watching dolphins. One set, cast, and turn left hand to first man facing third lady with his partner behind him. A full right shoulder alternating tandem reel with first corners, then facing third man, another one with second corners. In the last eight bars, ones turn first corner right hand, pass right shoulder, second corner right, and pass right shoulder. Ian Cruikshanks wrote a tune for the dance, and this is his band playing in 2000. Ian Cruikshanks and his band played Ian's tune The Flight of the Falcon, Let's Give Three Cheers for the Sailor's Bride by Arthur Sullivan, Miss Ross by William Marshall, and Edmund Mackenzie of Plockton by Andrew Rankin. Our next dance doesn't have its own recording, so I wouldn't normally choose it for a programme like this, but I always use the Dancing Domini by the Lothian Band for Girardet House, and it fits so well. The dance was written for the Essen Group by Francis Carr, who I think had connections in France, and this music feels a bit French to me. Dancing Domini tune is by George Meikle and his Lothian band recorded it on Highlander Music Volume 10 in 1999. The other two tunes were Major Thomas of Cairnleith by Lindsay Ross and Mrs. Ray Wallace by Jim Johnston. Our first reel today will be instantly recognisable from the opening few bars. Marian Anderson recorded a set for John Drury's Dance Ramadance on TSC Book 1 CD in 2013, and the dance appears on programmes everywhere, irrespective of who is playing. So, every band has had to come up with their version, and Leonard Brown recorded his in 2024, and I think it is particularly good. Marian Anderson is in Japan at the moment, so I'm sure she won't mind us listening to the alternative recording.
Thank you.
Leonard Brown and his band played Schubert's Moment Musical No. 3, Paganini's Caprice No. 24, My Kindly Sweetheart, and Stomach Steinway Man by Ian Lousian for Ramadance. Best set in the hall is an indicator to me of the sort of standard that a particular evening programme is aimed at. Published by the RSCDS in Book 46 in 2010, in some areas it has retained its popularity, whilst other areas hardly attempt it. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded for the RSCDS. Jamie Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded 3 Robert McIntosh tunes for the jig Best Set in the Hall, Miss Barbara Hay's favourite, Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddle's Reel, and Miss Dixon's Reel. Meanwhile, Autumn in Appin is a classic John Drury strathspey for RSCDS Book 31, published in 1983 for the Diamond Jubilee. There are many recorded versions of this, and today I have chosen Ewan's from his Grove Collection Volume 1 CD. Don't forget, 2 chords to start for 3s and 4s to cross over, and then 2s and 3s begin. Ewan Galloway played The Hills of Lorne by Charlie Hunter, and then The Duchess Tree and The Cradle Song, both by James Scott Skinner, for Autumn in Appin. Another John Drury classic is The Recumbent Stone, one of his dances perfected at the Moreland Dance Week. A 5x48-bar reel, the first 8 bars depict the recumbent stone and its 2 headers. And then the dance reverts to a more standard ones and threes dancing couples, though the progression is 5-3-4-1-2. This is Colin Dewar and his band from Special Requests Volume 5. Five tunes for the recumbent stone from the Colin Dewar Band. Lord Saltoun, The Merry Blacksmith and The Sally Gardens, all traditional. And then Donald Ridley's compliments to Willie Hunter and also his tune for Jack and Edna Walton. modern favourite is The Scallywag by Jennifer Kelly, devised in 1997 and eventually adopted by the RSCDS for Book 52 in 2018, for which Jim Lindsay recorded the CD. Jim Lindsay and his band played Michael's Jig by Kim McGarrity, The Famous Baravan by Gordon Duncan, Ian and Betty's Jig by Dougie Hunter, and Blackwood Jig by Ben Dorkin for the 8x40 jig, The Scallywag. And we are going to stay with Jim Lindsay for our 8x Strass Bay. Gang the Same Gate by Milton Levy was adopted by the RSCDS for Book 36 in 1990, and both Alistair Hunter and Ian MacPhail have recorded for them. But Jim Lindsay also included it on his Reel of the Puffins CD in 2011, so I thought we'd hear that version for a change. Jim Lindsay and his band played Mrs. Dalyell by Nathaniel Gow, Mrs. Charlotte Renton by John Renton, Lady Louisa Cornwallis's Struss Bay by William Marshall, and James McInnes Esquire by James Scott Skinner for Gang the Same Gate. And now right up to date with two dances from RSCDS Book 54 and the music of Neil Galloway and his Scottish Dance Band. First, the 96-bar square set jig, The Tea Pottery, by Duncan Brown. Recognisably his, the first 32 bars are not too bad, but quick. The middle 32 bars lull you into a false sense of security by their simplicity. And the last 32 bars are challenging, mostly because you dance most of it with your corner rather than your partner, and there is an 8-bar grand chain, which is just a dash. A nice dance, but not for the less agile of brain or foot. Galloway's band played Northern House by Ronnie Cooper, The Camper Van by Jerry Holland, and Debbie M. Jig by Rudy Meeks for The Tea Pottery. And our last Struss Bay, also from Book 54, is Canadian Landscape by Karen and Scott McCrone. A three-couple set, it begins with ones and twos changing places with a tourbillon. It finishes with ones and threes changing places with an espagnol. And the central 16 bars are a set and link for three sandwich, with the filling being ones crossing and casting around corner positions who themselves change diagonally. Neil Galloway and his band again. Those tunes from Neil Galloway were Mick and Trish by Ian R. Muir, Glenfiddich by Herbie Gray, and Claymore Strass Bay by Angus Cameron. And our last dance today is yet another John Drury classic, and also a classic recording from Andrew Rankin and his band, Brattock Banner. Recording by Andrew Rankin and his band was made in 1971, the dance having been written in 1964, And the tunes were Brattock Banner by George Eliot and Callum Kennedy, Highland Donald, and of course, The Black Bear. Now, rather than find a waltz or something to play out with today, I thought we would have another treat with one of the extras, We've Nae Electric, and this version by Bill Ewan, especially for David Bolton. Enjoyed this programme. Next week is the end of March and the clocks change in the UK, so don't miss the show by an hour. Bye!